Hello, everyone. I'm Wolf the DM. This is Genius Heroes. Today, we got something special for you. This is a Valentine's Day special. I'll explain here more in a minute. With me today is...
I'm Uzu.
I'm Ian, playing Gish, the Half-Orc Paladin.
I am Steve Crawford, a.k.a. Crazy Steve. I'm a gunslinger. Bring it on!
And I'm Jimbo, the Wanderer.
And I'm James, and I play Dash Hullabaloo, the Elven Rogue, with the dance. Cacao. And right, with me right here is my pet mouse, Kif. Say hello, Kif.
There's an idea there somewhere in his coming into town to fight lawmen who look for him, but I can't figure what I could do with it.
You could say that you were a bounty hunter and you were looking to take down Texas Red. He'll show up pretty quick.
I reckon mighty many people would have to know about it in order so as he'd get the word out there in the mountains.
Well, the first thing I would say to do is I would go out and say, hey, this guy's looking for Texas Red. I would suggest you go back to the main saloon and tell Madame Rachel this idea, and she's very good at spreading word very quickly.
I say, yes, maybe I'll buy a round for the house while I'm at it, as men who got a free drink maybe will be more inclined to spread word around. Yes, think I'll do that, Sheriff. Thank you.
Happy to help. He gets up and he walks you guys to the door.
Is there anybody besides me? I didn't catch anybody coming.
I did.
In with me.
I just didn't say anything. He just kept his mouth shut and just let you do the talking. And when he kept his head let down low, his hat low, so no one saw his face.
Okay. So pending check. Other character actions, I'm just going to go straight back to the. Just going to go straight back to the saloon.
I'm going to go with, because. Yeah, I don't want to be near the law.
Yeah, Marcel, roll me a stealth check.
Twenty-one in total.
You see the sheriff try to get a closer look, but doesn't notice anything of interest.
Okay.
The cleric or the priest, or I don't know what he is. He's still standing there in the middle of the road.
No, I'm headed over to the sheriff's office. I have to relay a message to him.
They're coming out as you are going in. And the sheriff's right behind them.
Hello there, Sheriff. I have a message to tell you. The guy from the OK Corral, he told me you have a funny-looking hat. Good day to you, sir.
No, he didn't.
Raw initiative!
Wait, but the guy from the OK Corral said it.
Yeah, he's over in the OK Corral, not.
I'm booking it out of that whole battleground right there.
Yeah, I'm not. We're not even there, so
he doesn't let the guy fucking roost.
We're not there, so it's all you.
It's one on one.
And I learned.
Oh boy,
he's wandering around. So,
you see his face just scrunch up in pure anger.
So what initiative did he get?
He got a 20. What did you get?
Oh, I got a 17.
Okay. He's going first, Matt.
Oh no.
Oh no. Trust me, my body is ready. I'm ready to die.
My body is ready.
I'll be able to revivify myself. I got this.
Oh dear, man. So he whips out his revolver and he fires That's off six shots.
Kinky.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What's your armor class?
18.
Can he do a dex save and dodge at Matrix style?
No. Oh, dear God.
One in the knee, one in the other knee, one in the ankle, one in the head.
Two of them are 20s. Three of them are 19s, and one's a 15 plus 5.
Well, okay, I guess I called it.
I only got 48 maximum health, so I'm pretty sure.
Matt instantly has to roll for a new character.
That was quick. He's the first to die.
All right, we're going to resolve the first 20 really quick here. Grab a D8.
Why don't you make it the first 220s and use the same die for both?
Because that's just cruel. Because I rolled an 8.
Fair.
So it's 8 plus...
Isn't it also doubled because it's a critical hit?
Yeah.
It's not, yeah.
8 plus 3, so 22.
That is double my max HP, looks like. Well,
so
I guess Jimbo never did find love on the Valentine's
Nor
Day
did
special.
He find his horse.
Horse in quotation marks.
His horse.
Actually, I think he will find his horse, and that horse is going to kick his ass.
So it's a very durable horse.
So everyone in town hears six shots go off. Everyone there to bear witness, his head comes off.
Jesus. Were there like six bullets off his head?
Yeah, all six went into his head basically. Sheriff is deadly accurate.
Did he get scalped? Did he get scalped from it? Like,
well, he's about to.
No. His bullets went into his face, and his head went goodbye.
I was saying that he scalped him with his bullets. Like, it pierces the part of the skull, like, near each other, and it's like, takes the head right off the top of the skull. Boom. Done.
Well, scalping is basically you just cut off the top part of the scalp.
Also
you can actually survive being scalped. Most of the time, if you took the skull, you did it wrong.
No, that means you did it right. They're dead.
No, you did it wrong. Because normally, because that would ruin the scalp hide. Basically, it was hide that they were taking from your head, so they didn't want the skull. Anyways, enough history. Let's get back to the game. So one of your players has just been shot to death. I don't know how I'm going to introduce a new character.
My guy turns around, looks at his corpse, just, like, takes his hat off a little bit. Puts it to his chest.
Do me and Gingerbread see it?
And then he puts up a hat back on and walks away.
The sheriff turns around and goes back inside and slams the door.
Alrighty then.
So while Matt's making a new character, Wilmer and Axeman, let's check in with you guys.
Do we hear the freaking machine gun decapitation technique?
Yes, you do. You hear it.
Well, someone just died. Town. Someone just died.
Or got banged really, really good.
No, you stop right there. No, you stop right there.
Yeah, you're right, Kith. I'll step right there. You're right too, Gingerbread. Two wrongs don't make a right. Three rights do make a left. Speaking of left, let's go back where we left off. Getting a better map.
Or, you know, figuring out where this man's is, you know?
If we have a map,
I'm lost. Which character are we following now?
Axeman and Wilmer's character.
Okay.
Let's go see what that paladin was up to. Pretty sure he found something.
I concur.
You come back to the saloon.
Hey, what happened?
And just as you guys arrive, the paladin and the outlaw arrive as well.
Howdy, folks. I believe this is a time of mighty celebration for me. Say now, looking over at the barkeep, what would it cost to buy a round for all these good God-fearing folks here?
He looks around, and it's only you guys, the madam, and the girls.
Looks like there's not a lot of folks in this here bar.
Never mind, I'll drink with all and sundry.
Now, what will we celebrate?
Every man and woman jack in the house gets a shot of whiskey on me, as I'm going to be taking Texas Red scalp from myself here pretty soon.
And that's a job well done.
There has been a girl this whole time playing the piano in the back, like visibly in front of you guys. And she misses a key, and everyone just looks at you.
You may all think I'm talking too big, but I got a few partners with me. And I think between the, what is it, four or five of us, that we will have him in a dead to rights condition before too many suns have risen and set.
You again hear the signature's heels of Madame Rachel stepping, and she goes, "So, you're after Texas Red?"
"Yes, ma'am. We will have him dead or alive, preferably alive, so as we can tell where your son is, and hopefully bring him home safe to you."
Of course, if we do have to bring him back dead, we'll certainly leave part of him alive so that part can tell us. Science.
She doesn't say another word. She whispers something to the girl who's playing piano, and she starts playing pretty much a jig. Very fast music, very fast pace. And Madame Rachel walks out of the bar, and the next thing you know is you hear a bunch of like boys, like urchins, running, shouting, "Someone's after Texas Red! They're in the saloon!" And she walks back in. Very still with her cold, calculating gaze.
I'm going to turn to the bartender as she walks in and say, "I want them drinks, please."
That's a good way to get attention now. You got them attention.
He looks at the madame, and she just nods her head, and he goes, "They're on the house for you." and your friends.
That's mighty kind, sir.
Thank you.
Confidence at its finest.
So he pours everyone a drink. And he doesn't pour any of the weak stuff. He pours the good whiskey. Like, if you don't have good constitution, you're going to be drunk here in a moment. Everyone, make me a constitution check.
All right.
Here we go.
Taking out with the floor tiles, because I rolled a 10.
That one.
Yeah, 21.
Well, everyone who did not make a 20, you black out for an hour.
All right, we're all good. We're all good. I got a nap.
No.
And my guy just sits there calmly and says, looks around, sees them pass out. It's like lightweight.
Red Dead Redemption is the fattest.
Who did pass out? Which was it Axeman? Who did Axeman?
Yeah.
Was it just
everybody except me
on the floor, drooling?
No, I got a nat
20.
Got
a nat 20. So he's good. Nat 20.
Okay, never mind.
The healer is
on the floor for you.
Dead.
Healer was already on the floor.
Yeah,
that's the one at the floor.
And now
it's Axeman and Ian. They went clunk.
I like that sound effect, clunk.
Oh shoot, we sure forgot to introduce ourselves. Oh well.
Well, looks like we got a paladin and we got a dumbass.
I wouldn't
feel you inside your mouth, son. Kitty, but I don't feel
you run your mouth. Plenty of men have done that. They died quicker and they wasted their time manning out the words out.
So it's about 10 o'clock and things are starting to wind down and people have actually started coming into the bar. Everything's actually restarted. Services have restarted except for you guys because you haven't fulfilled your promise yet. They expect you dead to probably tomorrow. So they give you rooms on the house. I don't know if you want to sleep in those beds per se.
I'm the freakiest bed. It builds character. Right, Kiff?
I wanna look in one of the beds and see if it has fleas.
I can just sleep on the floor.
I've
got a bedroll.
Roll an investigation check.
Okay.
Also, my character will go up to the nearest corner, furthest from the door, sit in the corner, sit down, take his gun out, put it in his lap, goes to sleep.
How long is my character passed out for before he wakes up? Or is he passed out through all?
Natural one.
How to describe this amazingly. You're looking at this bed, and you're like, oh, wow, they must have just washed the sheets. They're all wet.
Huh. I don't know that I'd like to sleep in wet sheets. I think I'll sleep on the floor, too.
My character was passed out on the floor. Did he wake up in time to choose a bed, or is he still passed out on the floor?
Yes, he woke up in time.
Okay. I go back to meditating on the floor. But I change my...
The noise never stopped at the saloon. It continued all through the night. And even in the morning, the party seems to continue. You guys get up, and the bar is still packed.
So I'm gonna gather around all the misfits that seem to have collected around this Texas Red thing, and I'm going to say, boys, we all been working on this sort of, but I don't reckon anybody here knows who anybody is. So I'll start. My name's Gish. I'm by way of what you call a holy warrior in some traditions. Native people.
You hear from the far off distance, you hit people with sinner! And then someone that sounds like they just got clotheslined.
Yep. Just that's ignored.
Friends. Justice friend. I like the sound of that.
I reckon I'd like to know who all of you are as well. If I could.
I am Dash Hullabaloo, rogue extraordinaire. And this is my pet mouse, Kif. Say hello, Kif. My mouse just face palms.
Okay.
I'm Ainsley Ginger, as you can tell from the red feathers on my back. Huh. Well, you see, I came back up from up north. Mighty folk hero up there, but of course, it's nice to meet you.
Steve.
From accounting, I've heard the legends.
To Steve, that's all you need to know.
A guy leaned back and goes, no, I'm Steve from accounting. And he's sitting there with an abacus.
Go up for an autograph.
I'm gonna hit him with my gun. What do I roll for that? I'm gonna hit him in the fucking butt of my gun, just the butt of my gun, and whack.
His armor face. Class, whatever it is.
What?
Whatever his armor class is, beat it with a melee roll.
Where the heck's my dice at? Oh, there it is.
Well, that does beat it. Good thing I can halve the damage, courtesy of the feat I took on.
You take whatever damage it is from the butt of 1d6.
No, I'm not talking about action. Did someone say, like, I'm Steve or whatever? Did someone who said that? He hits him with
he hits him. Oh, his armor class is like 5. Roll 1d6.
Yeah, because I was like, wait a second.
I thought you were talking about Axeman.
I thought this was going.
Yeah, I was like, no. The guy says Steve. He's like, oh, I'm Steve. Caw!
I'm Steve from accounting.
I hit him with then 5 other people start standing up one at a time. I am Steve-icus. I'm Steve-icus.
I'm Steve. I was about to make that joke too because that immediately came to mind.
Your name is Little Bitch. Unless you want another, I suggest you keep your mouth shut, partner.
He doesn't seem so legendary. It could look like that.
15. 15? Okay.
Steve kills you.
Fuck! With the abacus. He makes you eat the beads. That's the sound of the beads going down your throat.
Oh. What was your armor class again?
15.
Well, without adding the +5, he beat your armor class.
Okay.
Can you put away the weighted dice, please, Wolfie?
These aren't weighted. They aren't weighted.
So that's why I've been dying all this time.
Bad over here.
Also, he's ready.
Oh, he's real ready.
The McDonald's poster boy.
Steve pulls out his revolver, which was hidden in his abacus somehow.
I already have my gun out. I'm already, like, you know, since it's already out, since I hit him in the with the butt of the gun, so technically we're almost armed too.
And so, hold on, let me do some math really quick here. He hits you for 91 damage.
So, after all the math was said and done, and the damage was dealt out, the players devolved into a two-phase argument. Some people took the side of the DM, others took the side of the player that ended up dying. So we stopped the session, and we will be continuing with our normal session here after this. Thank you for listening. Check out our Patreon. Please support us. Thank you. Wolf out.